Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Briyomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're beginning a brand new siman in the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch, siman Taf Tzadi Tes, which deals with the din of Maliga and Malicha, a certain type of flaying and boiling the skin, the hide, and salting on Yontif. So we begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Margilin B'Yontif, you're not allowed to do this activity called Margilin. This is Ketzeru Margil. What does it mean that you're doing this Margil activity? Zamotzi kol abosar. It's when you flay all of the hide from the leg of the animal. Hamotzi kol abosar miregel echad, but just one leg. You just flay one leg. Kideish yotzi kol or shalem v'lo kara. And this way, you'll keep the hide intact, to keep the entire skin intact over here without ripping it. Why can't you do this? Because this is a tremendous amount of work to do this flaying, and Torah Gadol, this is such a Torah Gadol, the Ein Bo Tzorech L'Moed, and you're not allowed to do this tremendous amount of work when there's no benefit directly for this on Yontif. As we'll see, the hide wouldn't be ruined without this, and therefore we don't allow you to go and do this to the hide, to the animal, because it's too much extra work. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Na'alah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us this is Torah Gadol. That's what the Mechaber used, the language. The Mechaber said that this was Mepnesha Torah, Mepnesha Tzeh, Torah Gadol. It is a tremendous amount of extra work. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains, Mashma Miloshim Zeh, it appears from this language that the Mechaber used, that if you weren't going to do so much work, the Mivshat or Derech Shtei Araglayim, if you just pulled off the whole hide with both of the legs, the Hainu Shechotech, that means you cut off Meregel Echod Alasheni, you cut it off in its entirety. It's much easier, apparently, to flay both legs than it is to flay one leg alone. So if you do this, Meregel Echod Alasheni, Ben Shnei Raglayim Huachronim, if you do the two hind legs, and you do them both together, the whole hide comes off intact, that would be allowed, the shari, because that's not considered a lot of work. It's only if you try to do one leg that that's considered a lot of work. To do both legs, paradoxically, is not as much work as it is to do just one leg. That's the first comment that the Mishnah Berurah makes, and you see this in the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph. He tells us that this is the opinion of the Beis Yosef, according to the Rambam. And the Prichadosh also agrees with this opinion, and you can see in Dirshu footnote number 2 that the Prichadosh brings down an additional reason in the name of the Rashba why you can't do this Hargil activity. And he says, because it looks like you're making a specific utensil from this part of the hide. And he adds, according to this reasoning, according to this reasoning, that it looks like you're making it into a utensil, so you can't do it for one leg or two legs. However, he says the real Iker Tam is like the Rambam's opinion that you're only allowed to do this on one leg, and we don't have to add new gezeiros to Rabbanan. If they said only one leg, we don't have to make it two legs. That's the first more lenient opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in understanding the din of the Mechaber. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Eish Machmirim B'chol Gavne Shol Lahavshid Or Sholem. Then he brings down this other opinion, which you can see in Oz Beis in the Shaar HaTzion. This is the name of the Bach, and this is sounding like the Stimas Loshen HaTur, the simple understanding of the Tur, who writes, the Af in Eino Mafshid Klal Derech HaRaglayim, Rach Derech HaPeh Aznovo, even to just flay it straight from the mouth to the tail, which apparently is even easier. The Lav B'Klal Margilu, and that's not even called Margil, again, I assume the word Margil comes from Regel in some way, that you Bedavka flaying the legs, which is a much more difficult thing to do. Gam Kein Oser, even if it's the easiest way of doing the flaying, that's not allowed. Because it's unnecessary. You can eat the animal without doing this complete flaying. So therefore, the more machmir opinion that he brings down is the yesh machmir b'chol gavne shelo lahav shid or shalem. Don't flay the whole or don't flay the hide intact. Because this is unnecessary extra work that doesn't do anything for yontif. The issue footnote number 1 brings down, even though v'afshu mafshid is or b'ofen shu roi lasos node, Lishbar Mobashkim, even though you now take off this hide and now you have a water bottle, and therefore you could theoretically use it for Ochel Nefesh. So the Bach says, nevertheless, according to these Osrim, according to the opinion, says you can't do this. Yantiv, Yevshol Lishtamish Benozet, you wouldn't be allowed to use it on Yantiv. You're creating this Kli on Yantiv, so you wouldn't be allowed to use it. Furthermore, he says, Ubetam Hadovish Gazu Shalola Hargil, the reasoning that you're not allowed to do the Hargil, the Lo Choshishu, and we don't have a concern that if we don't allow you to do the Hargil, Shim Lo Yatiru Lo, Lo Yishchot, Vimonim Isim Chasyantiv, if people say, I can't do the Hargola over here, I'm not going to go and Shecht, like we do in other areas. For example, we're going to allow you to put the hide that you take off the animal on the floor and have people step on it, which is the beginning of the tanning process, because otherwise you're not going to Shecht. So the Yoruch HaShulchan brings down Sheyadu Chazal, Shegamim lo yatiru lo lahargil, the rabbis knew that even if they didn't let you do this hargil process, it won't stop you from shechta. You're going to shechta anyway, because the hide apparently is not going to be ruined if you don't do this hargil. It just makes it a lot easier for you to do it now. So therefore, it's not going to prevent you from shechting. That is Sif Aleph. The Mechaber now says Sif Beis. Asur limlog gidi. You're not allowed to do limlog. What is limlog? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Beis, the hainu, litno biroschin, to go and put it in boiling hot water, li'achar hamlicha, after it's been salted, kidei lahavir eser, and this will get off the hair from the hide. So you're not allowed to do this maliga. Okay? Asur limlog gidi. You can't go and take this little goat and go and do this maliga process on it, unless elim kein molgo lechol or. You would be allowed to do this if your intention is to eat the hide, as we'll explain now in Siv Katan Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. Mitoch she'oro rach, because the hide is soft, yesha ochlin also biyachad emabatsu. There are people that like to eat the skin. We're more used to doing this with chicken, where people like to have the skin with the chicken, but apparently some people used to have the meat of the animal along with the animal as well. And therefore, vebilitzorach ochl nefesh. If you're going to eat the hide with the meat, so then that's regular cooking, that's regular tzorach ochl nefesh, and would be allowed. And just like ukamoshe muta limlog harosh or aglayim, and the Mishnah Berurah says, we're going to learn a little bit later on, ukililikamon in simon tof kuf, siv dalet, that you're allowed to go and put in boiling water the head and the feet, because that was very common, that that's the only way that they would eat them if they were boiled. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, you can do this as well. The issue footnote number 3 says, uladas hayesh machmirim, according to the more stringent opinion that we previously discussed, where we said that in simon tof tzadi hay, that even ochel nefesh is only allowed if you weren't able to do it before yontif. But the type of ochel nefesh that you could have done, hayo yochel asos in the erev yontif, so if it's not going to make it worse, below yofik tamo, if the taste is going to be the same, so then you're not allowed to do it on yontif. You have to do it on erev yontif. So according to that machmir position, we must be talking here that you couldn't do the maliga before yontif. There either was no time to do it, or you're talking about when you shechted it on yontif. Obviously, you couldn't do the maliga before yontif. That's the first point of view over here in Siv Katan Gimel in Mishnah Berurah. But then he brings down the Harbi Poskim Cholkim is there. There are many Poskim, he says in the Shaar HaTzion Nos Gimel, look at the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that disagree with this opinion and say that this Maliga that we allowed for the Rosh and the Raglayim was separate and unique. The Lo Yitiru Limlo Graka Rosh Raglayim, the Nihigi Bekach, because nobody ate the head or the feet without doing Maliga, without boiling it. Avo Maligas Kol HaGuf, but to go and boil the rest of the body with the hide, only certain people would eat that. That wasn't something that most people ate. And therefore, it's not considered something that's tzorach ochel nefesh, something that most people have, but something that's really crazy and only a couple of people have it, that's not called tzorach ochel nefesh. And therefore, when you're going and boiling this, it looks very much like a weekday activity of preparing the hide for canning. And he brings down, you shouldn't do this lechatchila. However, in Oz Hay, in the Shaar HaTzion, he does bring down that not everybody agrees with this. This was the opinion of the Pre-Chodesh and other Achronim. However, if somebody wishes to be Mekel, Mekomoku Mishu Rotsu Lohokel, Lo Nuchal Limchos Biodo. You can't protest against such a person. Why is that? Because he brings down a little bit later in this footnote, he brings down from other Rishonim and Achronim, the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rashba, and he says, Yesh Mori HaRosh, Mekilim is there, the Itur, he brings down, he also is Mokum, he's also Yesh Lahokyal, Bekinis Kamami Iri, Vashitim Ukubetzes, the Rashba himself, the Avodas HaKodesh, says it's no to Lahokyal, El Yeraba, Gamdato no to Lahokyal, Kidivir Mechaber. So many people are Mako like the first opinion, and therefore, even though the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Nochu Lahachmir, but if somebody isn't machmir, you don't protest. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Kosuva poskim the ba'of lo shayach hefshet." In regards to a bird, none of these dinim apply. There is no din of flaying the bird. Lekuliyam mutar limlog ulahaviv kol aguf. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to go and do maliga on a bird and to go and singe it and roast the entire body because people eat the skin of a bird. That's different than the skin of an animal. The issue footnote number 4 brings down. And you don't have to pull off over here the notzos instead of doing maliga. We don't make you do that. Why not? why not make you pluck off all the feathers instead of boiling them and having them come off that way? So he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, because it's much easier. It's actually less tircha to go boil it than it would be to pluck off each individual feather. Yesh b'kach yoseh tircha me'asher b'mliga. To pluck off, to do merita, to limrot mimenu esanotzos, is actually a lot more work than just putting in the boiling water and having the feathers come off that way. That's why you're allowed by a bird to go and do it. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Behemosh shenishchato b'yontif. If you go shecht an animal on yontif, mutter lahagbia ora, you're allowed to go pick up the hide from the animal. V'litno b'mavkom drisas haraglayim. We alluded to this early in the shir. You can take the hide off the animal and put it on the ground where people are going to step on it. Even though afapi shein alav boser klal. Even though there's no meat on it, so one could argue that it's muktzah. But here, as we'll see, if we don't let you take the hide off and put it down on the ground, it's going to spoil. And people aren't going to be willing to accept the loss of the hide, and they'll say, I won't shecht. And therefore, they'll have peanut butter sandwiches on Yontif rather than having nice, juicy steak. And therefore, because we're concerned that there won't be Simchas Yontif, so we allow you to go take the hide and put it on the ground where people are stepping on it. Because that's not such a tircha, and it's not a lot of real work in regards to tanning. And therefore, the rabbi said it's okay. Afal pi she'en lo boser klal. And even though there's no meat on it, if there's meat on it, of course you can move it because it's subordinate to the meat, as we'll see. So let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Dalit. Rotz Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, is you're allowed to move it, letaltula, ulanicha, and to put it down, b'mokom mishumar, and to put it down in a safe place, o mechamal etzel, or to bring it from the sun where it's going to spoil into the shade where it will stay cool and won't spoil, kidei shelo tifosid, in order that there should not be a financial loss. And he adds, v'afagav deba'almo, even though in general, or lach osur l'taltlo, this moist hide, you wouldn't be allowed to go and move. It is muktza, as he brings down in Sharetzion Ozayin, according to the Mechaber, and even according to the Yesh Omrim, akoponim ba'od ba'or behema daka osur l'taltlo v'filu b'vesha. You're not even allowed to move it if it's dry, if it's a small animal. Even according to all these opinions, you would be allowed to move it over here. Why is that? The afagad ba'amo or lach osel atatlo, even though in general you can't move this moist type of a hide, as we have already learned, ukidel it's in shinches siv kafei, ha hekelu. Here the din is more lenient. Why is that? Because, as I pointed out, the ilo sharisle, if we don't allow you to save this hide, to move it over here, lo yishot, the person is going to say, I'm not shechting, the hide's worth $100, I'm not losing $100. V'osel minuyim is simchas yontif, and it's going to prevent you from having simchas yontif. Therefore, in order to make sure that you shecht, we allow you to move the hide. It's only the Rabbanon. Hey, Mamru. The rabbis normally said you can't move it, but here they said you can move it in order not to be over Simchas Yontif. The issue footnote number 6 adds, Ulinin ha-shochet v'nimsa treifa. What happens if somebody shechted and he finds it's a treifa? So there we already learned in Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin, also l'taltla, you're not allowed to move it. So how come over there we're not concerned that if you're not allowed to move it, you're not going to go shecht? Why over there wasn't that the case? Sha'afi momedisi b'cham of a tasriach, also l'taltla, ulaniach mokum sel there. Once you shechted it and it's in the sun, we don't let you move it to the shade, even though it's going to spoil. And lohi tiru mishum shema yim nav lo yishchot, we don't say, well, then he's not going to go and shecht, and he's not going to have Simchas Yontif. So there we say, no. Yochol l'shochtu b'mocham atzel. Who said to shecht it in the sun? Go and shecht it in the shade, or alternatively, la'amid sham kol the bedika. The only reason we found that it's a treif is because you did the bedika. So don't do the bedika until you move it into the shade. Now, you didn't do it right, so that's not going to prevent you from shechting. You could have done it right if you really wanted to. Furthermore, he brings down another time, shaloh chashishu shema yim nevelo yishchot. Another reason why we're not concerned that he won't go and shecht, because treifa lo shchicha. Treifas don't occur on a regular basis, so therefore it's an unlikely thing, and the rabbis will not go there for an unlikely thing. Mimela in a choshish shema timsa treif. He's not concerned about it. However, according to Marshal, where nowadays treifas are common, we don't say anymore lo shchicha. Shemiz manenu shmachanir mitrevas areya. Especially long adhesions, sirchos, they're relatively common. It's still a miut, but it's a miut hamatsui, as we've said. It's a common minority. Hudover matsui, yesh lahatil atiltul l'makamatsel. Then we would allow you to go and move it from the sun into the shade, because in this situation, where there's manenu, machmir, mitrevas hareya, since there are so many trevas over here in the lung, if he sees that 20% of the time he loses the hide, he's not going to shecht the next time, so therefore we do allow him to do this. Interesting. Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Rotz Lomar, when we said over here that you're allowed to go and move it from the animal onto the floor and have people step on it. So the reason is, Rotz Lomar, the Kain Hekelu, likewise, they allowed you, Shemuta Litna, B'mokum Drisas Araglaim, we let you go and put it in the place where people are going to step on it. Shayideh hadrisa misabed orktsas, even though that's the start of the training process and it won't get spoiled anymore. But the kivin delo muchacha milsa lehedja shosim yishum came. It's not clear and obvious and evident that you're doing this to start the tanning process. People think you just have a hide on the floor. The efshor shetocha kidei sheyeshula, and it was very common that they used to actually stretch out a hide for people to sit on. They had dirt floors. They didn't want to get all dirty, so they throw a hide on the floor. So therefore, it was actually quite common for them to do so. Sheiko yeshivasim, Mishnah Berurah tells us that the essential way that they would go and sit, he brings down the name of the Miri, but also as man, they would sit on these dirt floors, they want to sit on the dirt, so shotrin or bigodim, they would throw a hide or clothing, agabi karko, on top of the dirt floor, and this way, you don't get dirty. So therefore, it wasn't so unusual to throw a hide onto the floor, and therefore, it is allowed. The issue foot number 7 brings down, even though it's moist, even though it's lach, and ain't a royal yeshiva, you could argue, nobody wants to sit on a moist hide. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim brings down Tamahetu Mishum She'anu told him, because the Heter is that when people see this, they're going to think mistakenly, Haro Yitav Yomar She'tiru Chacham L'talto Gam Orlach. They're going to think that you can also move a Orlach, which you're not allowed to do. We said that's Muktza. Shari Roy Huli Yeshiva Yidechach, because it can be sat upon, albeit it's extenuating circumstances. Nevertheless, even because of this concern, Ein Choshen L'Takol. The rabbi said, we're not going to make this a Gezer, the Prima Gadim says. Let's say they moved it. Oh, you're allowed to move an Orlach. We see that he moved an Orlach, so you're allowed to move an Orlach. That's only a Din the Rabbanan. It can't lead to a Deraisa, so the rabbis weren't Gozer in this situation. Furthermore, Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, if you do this Drisas Raglayim over here, it's not real tanning. It's tanning via klachayat, in a backhanded way, in an abnormal way, with a sheen or dick away. The lo rotsu lesser love. And the rabbis, again, as we just pointed out, decided not to make this osur, because if it's going to lead to a loss of the hide, then kain mimna velo shachet. People are going to stop from shechting mishum hefsid art, because they don't want to lose the financial value of the hide. But osi limnuya misimchas yontiv. It's going to lead to a lack of simchas yontiv. Bottom line is, you're allowed to do it. However, the Mishmur says, omiyu. This only allows you to go put it where people will step on it. But to put it up on poles, that it should dry out faster, that's usur. Because in that situation, it's proof positive that you're doing it for the tanning process over here and not for sitting on it, and therefore you're not allowed to do it on poles. And if we let you do that, then before you know it, you're going to be salting it, and that's a real issa daraisa of tanning. The issue footnote number 8 tells us, the only reason the rabbis allowed this was because of the concern of the financial loss. If there is no financial loss, so then you're not allowed to. So for example, or if you flayed the animal on yontif, and it's in the shade already, and you know it's not going to spoil, then you're right, taki, you're not allowed to put it on the floor. Also l'taltalo. Likewise, if you find the animal's a trefa after you shechted it, normally you're allowed to sell it to a guy. But that's only because it's going to spoil before yontif is over. But if you know for a fact that it's not going to spoil, then you're actually not allowed to sell it to the guy on yontif. Finally, we conclude with the issue foot number 9. Why did they allow malicha? That's im no latir lo yavol imon leshchot. We're not concerned over there that if we don't allow you to do the salting, you're not going to do the shechting. How come that's not true? That's because Mimna v'lo shachet is only for Yisurim d'Rabbanan. As I pointed out, Malicha is an Issa d'Araisa. The rabbis never permitted over here something that could lead to an Issa d'Araisa. They weren't concerned that a person isn't going to go and shecht. If he's going to be over an Issa d'Araisa, they say, then sorry, you can't do it because we don't want you to be over possibly an Issa d'Araisa if we allowed you to do that. So if we allowed you to go and do this Sheticha on poles so it could lead to an Issa d'Araisa, there the rabbis didn't apply Shema Mimna v'lo shachet. With this, we conclude today's shiur.